You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, you guys, when was the last car you bought? Was it, last year or year before?
3 months ago.
3 months?
Three months ago.
Well, they went out and talked to a bunch of people who are either car shopping now or want to. And first of all, that's another thing that we've talked about on this show is how difficult it can be to find a car.
It's horrible. Just 3 months ago, it was very difficult.
But to show how times have changed, nearly half of the people they surveyed are going to go with either hybrid or an electric car. Yeah. My, how the times have changed too.
Gosh, I really want one of those Mach-Es, the Mustang Mach-E. They are just so bad.
How much do those cost?
Well, of course, the prices are super inflated right now, so they're like $60,000, $70,000. So I won't be getting one, but yeah, that's full electric. And I want one. I really want one.
I bought my first hybrid 10 years ago, and even 10 years ago, it was fairly rare. There were some. The Prius was big.
Yep.
My whole thing was I drove one to review it, and I was like, well, it drives beautifully.
Yeah.
And about 40 miles to the gallon, sign me up.
I'm in. Yeah, if I do it, man, I want to go all in because I was pricing out the Tesla solar panels for my house, and I want the solar panels and an electric car.
Is that the thing, too, where you'd be able to sell the electricity back to, like, Xcel or something?
There's different options, different things you could do. I want the power wall that actually stores the power.
Okay.
And I use it at night. It doesn't send it back to Xcel. It stores it in the power wall, essentially.
Okay.
And then I use it at night, and it recharges it during the day, and it's a whole thing, and...
That's
then
cool.
I just want to plug my car in the wall in the garage and, you know, have that zero electricity bill every month.
Of the 10,000 people they surveyed for this, only 37% say they want to go for a gas-powered engine.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. And Detroit has paid attention because more and more and more and more electric and or hybrid cars are rolling out. That's the thing. Anyway, the funny thing about the end of this story is 5% said none of the above, which has a lot of people scratching their head. You don't want gas, you don't want hybrid, you don't want electric.
Scooter.
What's a scooter?
A little
walking,
scooter.
I suppose.
Yeah.
And then lastly, this is, in a way, this is tragic and sad, but there's a funeral home in the great state of Arkansas that's being sued. A funeral home. Because they accidentally cremated a guy who was supposed to be buried. And so now his family is suing them because, and here's their wording, because it prevented him from being raptured following the second coming.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how do people, I have a lot of questions about that.
Well, it's
for
a religious
thing,
obviously.
For the second coming, wouldn't it, because your body will decompose anyway.
Right.
Right? To just dust.
Uh-huh. So why can't you speed up the process? I don't know, man.
Interesting.
I'll get into it.
I think a lot of people will be paying attention to that to see what happens with that. Because now you've got church and state intersecting, right? Because the court system is definitely the state versus somebody's religious beliefs.
Right.
God, that's going to be interesting. I want to see how that turns out. All right, what else is trending?
Looky here, people are still talking about Bob Saget. My goodness. You know, everyone's talking about they saw him before he passed away, and he seemed fine. And now yesterday, somebody came out, Rosalie something or other, who works at the venue where Bob did his final show, and she said, no, actually, he told me that he wasn't feeling good the night that he passed away. He was battling long COVID. He wasn't feeling great, sore throat, blah, blah, blah. So now they're saying, well, maybe there was something else going on that caused him to pass away. Because this whole story about him hitting his head on the headboard at the hotel room of the bed. Now there's pictures coming out of the headboard, and it's like a quilted, padded, really fancy headboard. So now everyone's like, well, how could he hit his head on that? It looks so cushiony soft, and then pass away. So now, boy, the conspiracy theories are just kicking right back up again.
My
Bob
God.
Saget
Can we
is
let him
still
rest
in the
in
news.
Peace.
I know, man. I
let
know.
Him rest in
let
peace.
Him rest. So that story's going around. Mackenzie Scott / Bezos deposited another fat check for Colorado yesterday, donating $20 million to Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. The largest donation in that organization's history here. not getting into the politics of that donation, just simply reporting that she's giving away more money, so don't email me. She did announce that she is giving away $4 billion in donations. $275 to Planned Parenthood, $436 to Habitat for Humanity, which we talked about yesterday, $281 million to the Boys and Girls Club of America, and more and more and more. She is making it rain. Story says she's given away $12 billion since 2019.
I was just thinking about that. That's about a quarter of her net worth.
That's so much money. So much. So
very
good for
impressive.
Her. Very, very impressive. Netflix has their first original movie to receive an NC-17 rating coming out. Oh, my. And the movie's about Marilyn Monroe, so I guess it's going to get a little saucy, and you're going to see some nudity. Ana de Armas, is that right? Does anyone, the actress, anyone? Dom, familiar? Ana de Armas?
Yes.
Yes. I should have done one of those pronunciation things on Google where it tells you how to... I'm not familiar. I did do a Google search on her, though. She's beautiful.
Wow.
Very pretty.
Those pronunciation things can
Ana
be very on spot.
Anyway, Ana, Ana, she's
is,
playing Marilyn.
The point is, about Marilyn Monroe.
She's
and
playing
it's
Marilyn.
Be, it's going to be very sexy. It's going to be sex-filled.
It's called Blonde, and they said, yeah, it's giving that rating for some, quote, sexual content. So, yeah. It's about Marilyn Monroe, so there's going to be a lot of nudity and whatnot.
She was a fascinating woman, besides the sex appeal.
Yeah.
That she was, what's that term for somebody who is mostly self-educated? But I wrote something about this for Mindbender Club patrons a couple of weeks ago, that when she passed away, her library, they say, was one of the most impressive libraries you could ever find in terms of the books. And it wasn't just for show. She read them, and they said she had a stunning library collection.
Look at that. That's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
really, she's an interesting character.
Who knew? And speaking about the ladies and a little bit of nudity, we've got some good news for you ladies. If you got a lower back tattoo back in the 90s. That was a thing, the late 90s, early 2000s. And then they kind of got ridiculed and kind of went out of style when people started calling them tramp stamps. But I guess they're back in style. Some blog post writer is claiming they're coming back. Tattoo artists are seeing more and more ladies come in asking for these things. One woman who recently got one said she put it off for years because there was a stigma behind it, and she decided to go for it. And boom, I guess it's starting to pick up steam again.
Right.
The young lady I dated before Nicole for about 3 years had one of those, giant one across her back. And wonder how that looks now.
Probably
he
fine.
Wondered aloud. Yeah, probably fine.
Fine.
It's going to be fine. All right, let's find that clickbait, DT.
Clickbait.
What did I do with it? Here it is. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Probably one of the best videos you're going to see all week. Some dude in the UK built a, this story is calling it a ridiculous conveyor belt machine that can feed you a 5-course meal with no hands required. So there's like a leaf blower that blows salad into your mouth. There's a spinning ear of corn on a drill, and the hilarity goes on and on and on, and his friends do it too. It's like just shoving a hot dog in his mouth and stuff. It's really quite entertaining. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.